The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
Well, Jordan Williams is with us from the New Zealand Taxpayers Union. Also, Josie Pagani, political commentator as well. We'll get into the heavy stuff with you two in just a moment. But first of all, I want to talk to you a little bit about, let's talk about school balls, I think. Did you go to a school ball after party, Josie?
Well, no, I missed out on all of that stuff.
I did too, actually.
I don't know where I was, but nothing exciting really happened to me until I in my 30s.
Oh, there we go. We'll just park that there, I think, for a moment, Josie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jordan, what about you?
It's a shame. I have fond memories of various balls and after balls. I have to wonder whether the world is full of so many wowsers at the moment that can't we let 17, 18-year-olds in their last year of school go and let their hair down in what is actually usually a pretty supervised environment. Our after balls certainly were. And we were talking about this in the office today, and the conclusion we came to is the wowsers that want to ban these things are probably the people that couldn't get a date to the ball, maybe.
That's a bit unfair, though, isn't it, Jordan? Because I do think there are issues about... I've got teenage kids now, and you think about the sort of binge culture, drinking...
Wouldn't you rather them at a school ball and after ball, rather than sneaking...
I think police have used this as an example, I have to say, because they can't control it.
Police have turned alcohol into lobbying. I mean, you look at the outrageous behaviour here in Wellington and the skewing of statistics and frankly, downright lies to pursue a political agenda when constitutionally the police were there to enforce the law, not lobby, and an alcohol that's completely out the window.
Right.
And I just see this as a continuation of that.
Well, there was an event in Napier where it was put up on Facebook, this after ball party, and the whole thing was chaotic and ended up in a brawl. And you can perhaps understand police saying, you know what, we've got better things to do than break up drunken teenagers brawling in the streets.
But the irony is that it's because they've bullied schools into stopping the legitimate after balls. I mean, our after ball was at the Port of Napier. It was organised by the school. We were bussed home to our doorsteps. But these sorts of things, when schools do try to be proactive and arrange it, they're now too afraid. So, of course, you're going to end up with these underground parties. Teenagers are going to be teenagers. And it's a ball. It's safer that than it being the alternative, which are these out-of-control house parties.
All right, let's get to, the big story this afternoon. We've got that snapshot of the percentage of New Zealand properties sold to foreign buyers. Labour, of course, says it's not an accurate picture. This is for the 6 months to the end of the March, that figure between 2% and 3% of homes going to offshore buyers. But we're starting to nut down into some of these figures now. We did speak to Tony Alexander. Let me just play a clip from him. He's the chief economist at the BNZ.
But in terms of the activity of foreigners in our market, I think it is getting somewhere close to the truth in that the 3% there is very close to the 6.4% estimated in a survey I did with the REINZ a couple of years ago. So 3 to 6%, I think that's where the number sits.
Josie, let me just bring up with you a couple of texts that I've had in which I think are quite extraordinary. One says, I have two real estate agent friends in Auckland. Both independently said their sales to Chinese is around 70%. And another, which has just come in, that says, I bought 129 residential properties for Chinese over the last 4 months in the names of nominees. So go figure those statistics. The government doesn't know its own country.
Yeah, well, I mean, the irony of Phil Twyford coming out just before and saying that he thinks this data is unreliable, I mean, for goodness sake, he was somebody doing analysis based on counting people with Chinese-sounding surnames.
Good point.
So I think there's a lot of... yes, certainly this data that's coming out, you could say that that there's a whole bunch of trusts that get counted that don't get counted as foreign owners that may well be foreign owners. But likewise, the other side is true, that there'll be New Zealanders overseas who are resident overseas buying houses here who count as foreigners. So I still think, Rachel,